Harry T. Moore, the first president of the NAACP in Brevard County, pioneered the use of the state legislative system to effect change. He succeeded in pressuring lawmakers to investigate lynchings, make changes in voter registration, and promote progressive housing and employment policies for Florida blacks in the 1940s. He and his wife Harriet died after their home in Mims was bombed on Christmas Day in 1951. An exact replica of the house now stands on the site, and docent Bessie Johnson recently gave me a tour.
This is the front bedroom. This is the bedroom where Harry and Harriet slept in, and the bomb was placed directly under the house, on the bed that Mr. Moore slept on.
An investigation in 2006 concluded that members of the Central Florida Ku Klux Klan were responsible, but no one was ever formally charged. Anthony Major is director of the African American Studies Program at the University of Central Florida in Orlando. He says if the Moores' deaths resulted in any changes, those changes came much later.
I don't recall any law that was changed. First of all, the killers were never found.
But the deaths of the Moors caused an international outcry with protests at the United Nations against violence in the South. Many say the bombing was one of the incidents that eventually led to widespread protests against racial inequality in Florida later in the 1950s and 60s. Other more recent incidents led directly to changes in Florida law. State Representative Geraldine Thompson, a Democrat from Orlando, is a noted Central Florida historian. She says in the 1970s and 80s, Florida law allowed police to shoot to kill anyone presumed to be a felon who ran away from police. Thompson says the fleeing felons law empowered police officers to be judge, jury, and executioner.
There were several incidents of fleeing felons being shot in Orlando. And so that law was changed so that you could not use deadly force in those instances. You could only use deadly force if your life was imperiled.
Thompson also cites the 2006 case of Martin Lee Anderson. The young black man was abused and killed by guards in one of Florida's juvenile boot camps. The state's sheriffs and juvenile court judges touted the military-style camps as a way to rehabilitate young offenders. Geraldine Thompson had just been elected to the state legislature when hearings into the death came before the House. And even though the correctional officers involved were acquitted by a jury, Thompson says the incident gave rise to significant policy changes.
There were videotapes of him being kicked and beaten by the people at the boot camp who were state employees who were supposed to supervise and protect this young man, Martin Lee Anderson. And that led to the whole boot camp system being dismantled in the state of Florida.
Whether or not the Trayvon Martin shooting leads to policy changes, UCF professor Anthony Major says it's already caused African American parents to rethink the safety of their own kids.
I have a 15-year-old, and I now have to teach him the same things that my grandmother had to teach me in the 40s about how to stay alive in America, to make sure that these things don't happen or he doesn't leave home one day and not come back.
And Major says the Sanford incident has reignited interest among young people in the role of race in America.
Hopefully this incident, now that we see what's going on and the young folks can see that their lives are in danger, maybe it will cause something to change and maybe they will cause change in this society because that's where the future lies.
Back in Mims, where outrage over the murder of Harry and Harriet Moore helped to launch the modern civil rights movement, Representative Thompson says there's an ironic connection to the current controversy over the death of Trayvon Martin.
When the bomb exploded under his bedroom in 1951, there was no hospital that would treat him in that area. He and his wife, Harriet, were transported to Sanford, where there was a black doctor who would treat him. But because he had lost so much blood, he died that night, and his wife Harriet died 9 days later.
Thompson and Major agree that legal and public policy changes are important, but they say changing hearts and minds is even more critical. I'm Tom Parkinson, 90.7 WMFE News.